You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. ASK Automotive shares listed with 8.12% premium over the IPO price on bourses on Wednesday. The share debuted at Rs. 304.90 on the BSE and at Rs. 303.30 on the NSE as compared to the issue price of Rs. 281. The investors have made a profit of nearly Rs. 23 per share as the scrip gave 8% returns to investors on the listing. Ahead of the listing, ASK Automotive shares' grey market premium rose nearly 10%, surpassing the upper end of the share price on offer, indicating a favourable debut on the bourses. ASK Automotive IPO opened for public subscription on Tuesday, November 7, 2023 and closed on Thursday, November 9, 2023. The public issue was subscribed 51.14 times. Meanwhile, Air India Express is set to enhance travel connectivity by introducing two new flights that will link Bengaluru to Mangaluru. The winter schedule, commenced from today, aims to improve connectivity not only between these two cities but also extends to Chennai, Kannur, Tiruvananthapuram and Varanasi. Anticipating a significant rise in domestic passenger footfall, MIA officials are enthusiastic about this latest addition to their flight schedule. The flight timings have been strategically designed for customer convenience, ensuring seamless connections to international flights. The specific flight, IX782, will initiate its journey from Varanasi at 8 a.m., landing at Kempegowda International Airport by 10:30 a.m., from where it will depart from 11:10 a.m. and reach Mangaluru International Airport by 12:10 p.m. Next to the Indian Railways One Station, One Product initiative, which provides uniquely designed sales outlets for locals to sell indigenous products, is now operational at 1,037 stations nationwide. The scheme, designed by the National Institute of Design Ahmedabad, provides distinctive outlets that give high visibility to indigenous products, benefiting local craftsmen. A senior railway official noted that the scheme is gaining momentum and more stations are expected to have these outlets soon. Launched on May 20th last year, after a successful 15-day pilot project, the scheme has gained popularity among local artisans and workers. As of November 9th this year, 1,134 outlets are operational at 1,037 stations across 27 states. Up to November 9th, 39,847 direct beneficiaries have availed opportunities under the scheme. Moving on, WhatsApp frequently releases updates for several reasons, each aimed at enhancing user experience, improving security, fixing bugs, and staying competitive in the messaging app market. In a recent update to the WhatsApp Business Beta for Android version 2.23.24.21, it has been unveiled that WhatsApp, along with Google, is set to discontinue the provision of unlimited storage quota for WhatsApp backups. Starting December 2023, WhatsApp beta users will experience the shift, followed by all Android users in early 2024. Backups will count toward the 15GB free storage shared across Drive, Gmail and Photos. Users reaching the limit will have to free up space to continue backups or explore Google One for additional storage. Now in Delhi pollution, where the air quality continues to hover within the severe range amid unfavorable meteorological conditions on Wednesday morning. According to CPCB, AQI in Anand Vihar touched 430, in Punjab Bagh at 423 and in Jahangir Puri at 428. Dr. Nikhil Modi, Senior Consultant Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, Indraprastha Apollo Hospitals, told financialexpress.com that air pollution is silent and widespread threat that quietly harms our lung health. The harmful effects of pollution are far-reaching, not only causing immediate discomfort, but also shortening our lifespans by as much as 3.5 years, according to extensive research, he warned. Next up, the world news. The Israeli military conducted a raid on Wednesday targeting Hamas militants in Al-Shifa Hospital. Prior to the operation, Israeli military had called on the militants to surrender, despite thousands of Palestinian civilians seeking shelter inside Gaza Strip's largest hospital. Dr. Munir Al-Barsh, Director General of the Gaza Health Ministry, reported to Al Jazeera Television that Israeli forces raided the western side of the medical complex. The initial target of the Israeli forces was the surgery and emergency departments, as reported by Mohammed Zakut, the Director of Hospitals for the Gaza Health Ministry. International appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire have increased in the past few days, and there is growing global concern about the fate of Al-Shifa Hospital. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 soars 231.90 points or 1.19% to settle at 19,675.45, while the BSE Sensex jumped 742.06 points or 1.14% to 65,675.93. The broader indices ended largely in positive territory, with gains led by realty and IT stocks. Bank Nifty Index jumped 310.45 points or 0.75% to settle at 44,201.70. Small cap and mid cap stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while oil and gas, auto and financial services stocks gained. Eicher Motors, Tech Mahindra, Hindalco Industries, Infosys and Tata Motors were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.